praises. It's what I do. Because of what he has done for me. This is our first Sunday when we're going to have our youth downstairs for the special services. They become more and more aware of all the things that they need to do when they're in service. So they're having a service that turns out to be not just a training service, because they're really praising God down there. But I have a note here to let us know that there are 17 young people down there for this service. Our scripture this morning was found in the Gospel of Matthew. I'm going to read that for you again. The fifth chapter, beginning with the 13th verse. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its savor, where shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of man. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it may give light to all that are in that house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Ye are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. Please be seated. I want to talk with you just a little while this morning. Making a difference right where you are. Making a difference right where you are. That very familiar passage that you heard was from the Sermon on the Mount. All of us know that sermon, which was in the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapter of Matthew, as Jesus taught us about what he would have us to know, and taught us about heaven, taught us about how we should live. In this 5th chapter, he started off with the Beatitudes, and let us know that no matter what our situation is, if we look real close, we'll find our blessings. And then after that, the next thing that he did, he told us who we are. He said, you're the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So somehow, I guess when we talk about that, right off, everybody knows what he's talking about when he says the light of the world. Because you see, people are going to see what we do. The way we walk and the way that we live make people know who we are. And let us know who they are in God. The way that we're going, people ought to go. We can convince them because of what we're doing, the way that we're walking, and the way that they're living, to change their lifestyle and become more of what God would have them to be. We're the light. But if you don't know which way to go, you need some light to see which way to go. Well, that's where that light. I don't think there's any confusion about that. Everybody sort of understands the light of the world, but somehow when we talk about the salt, I guess sometimes we get a little confused about exactly what Jesus was saying. And I believe that's the most powerful part of that. Certainly being the light and walking the way you ought to walk and living the way that you ought to live. As Christians, that's what we ought to be doing. Here Jesus was initially talking to the disciples, but there were all these folks who came. And when he said that, he didn't say that just for the disciples. He was saying for all who followed him. All who followed him. The light of the world. We understand that. But the salt also. What's about the salt. Now, let us talk about salt a little bit. I suppose whenever you hear a sermon about salt, you talk about all those special things that salt has and can do. But somehow, Jesus wasn't talking about all those things. He wasn't talking at that time about the way that it can preserve. He wasn't talking about the fact that if you put some salt in the water, it takes long before it to freeze. So in other words, that you can throw some salt on ice, and the ice will melt down, because now all of a sudden it's got a different freezing temperature. Also, if you put that salt in some water and put it on the stove to boil, it won't boil at the same temperature. As a matter of fact, I know this because I like Easter eggs. If you put the egg in the water and put some salt in it, You can boil those eggs and get them really hot without the water bubbling up because you've got the salt in. The salt changes that. Oh, that's good, but those aren't the qualities that Jesus was talking about. There's another quality about the salt that we really need to recognize and know that that's what he was talking about. As a matter of fact, as I read the scripture in different versions, I find that the King James Version puts it better than most, because there, when they say what it does, the savor, the savor, the salt loses its, not just flavor. But there's something different about saying savor. If you say flavor, that means the taste.
Yeah.
But if you say savor, that also may mean the taste. But it means a positive change in the taste.
Yeah, yeah.
It's positive. It's the savor. In other words, when you use salt makes a difference in something, but it doesn't change the taste. What it does is it enhances
the taste.
The taste.
That's right.
It makes it a little better.
Yeah.
Now, I'll just mention this. I don't go to McDonald's a lot, but I love their fries. But there have been times when I drove away from the window with some fries, and they didn't have enough salt on them. I didn't want them. And it ended up in the trash can. Salt. It doesn't change the flavor.
Yeah.
Enhances. When Jesus was talking to us, he wasn't talking about you going out and changing the flavor. He was talking about us enhancing the life.
Yeah.
Changing somebody's life. Enhancing. Making a difference. Making a positive difference. You are going to be what you, not only are you going to show people which way to go, but you are going to make a difference. You need to make a difference in the lives you touch.
Yeah.
Just as salt makes a difference, you need to make a difference. I guess we're talking about, not talking about spirits, about regular salt, table salt. We were talking now about spiritual salt.
Yeah.
We know that table salt, I don't see any of the kids doing chemistry, so I'm going to get this right. I think all of us know that it's sodium and chlorine.
Yeah.
Spiritual salt, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
I believe if you look at that, that's got to be faith and love.
Yeah.
And as you go through and find the places where you're going to make a difference, you're going to make a difference. Faith is required. Because you got to know who God is. You got to trust in him, recognize him, live by his will, by his way. Faith is very, you got to trust in the Lord with all. If you're going to make a difference in the lives of folks around you, if you're going to be somebody who they can go to and talk to and be able to get the right answers from, you need to know who God is.
Yes.
For that faith and that belief and that recognition that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. All of those things are important. So I guess I'd say that just as we know what the elements of table salt is, we need to know the elements for the spiritual salt of faith and love.
Yeah.
You got to care about the Lord.
Yeah.
You got to love the Lord. As we talk about the vision for the church, and as I talked about it over and over again, I talk about the fact we need to learn who God is.
Yeah.
And so I'm so glad we've got good training classes here, so we here in this household of faith can know what the word really means.
Yeah.
It's important that you really understand the word, and then that you, based on what you know about the Lord, if you know who he is, if you read the word and you realize what he did for you, and you believe that he's really the God of the universe, somehow it seems as it's almost impossible not to love him and to want to embrace that relationship with the Lord. That's where you go when you get started. So part of the vision is for us to know the Lord and then to love and embrace the Lord and then to embrace the others in the household of faith.
Yeah.
And after we've embraced each other here in the household of faith, church is going to the rest we want to go in. You love the Lord, embrace that relationship. You love the fellowship in the household of faith and you want to embrace those relationships. But then you want to go to the next step. You want to go a little further because you want to go out and let the world know what you know about the Lord.
Yeah.
That's the vision for us to become relevant in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
More relevant. People know who First Mount Olive is.
Yeah.
Not because we want to have a name for ourselves, but because we want to be a place where people know they can go and find out the truth about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
A household where you look among the people in the household of faith, you can see and feel the love, I say. You can feel that the Holy Spirit is in there. That's the vision that we've been able to reach out and let people know. Well, you know, we talked about that salt. I believe we've grown to the point where somehow if we look around, we can find a lot of folks who are able to reach out and touch folks and tell them about the Lord, about the things they've gone through. You know, when we had our testimony service the night before the New Year's Eve, and when we had that, there were so many people who had testimonies, and we all heard them here. And I believe as we listened, all of us even got stronger, because not only did we have similar testimonies, but when we heard all those testimonies, we just saw what God was doing in lives. Back in 2014, there was a lot of movement, a lot of changes, a lot of things that God did. We look back and listen to all the things that were said, so much that we could hear about. And so somehow we who were here heard all of that, and we became stronger just because we were able to have our own testimony, but we heard other testimonies. We went down from this place joyful because we knew what God had done for us during this last year. And look forward to what God would do for us as we move into this new year. I believe we ought to look at something a little different. We ought to look at what we can do for the Lord as we move into this new year. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth, and he needed us to be salt, wanted us to be real salt. He wanted us to be real salt. Somehow we need to be able to go out and touch the world, change the world. We need to recognize that he wants us to do just that. He wants us to let people know who he is. He wants us to let people know that if they are going through something, we are going to be there to talk with them about it and pray with them about those things. Certainly when I say that, we think we're talking about the preachers, and certainly that's the level of evangelism that we need to reach out with. But we want to go beyond that. We want to let folks who are not evangelists necessarily, but people who know and love the Lord, to go out and let people know that our God is God. That's what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to touch lives. He wants us to touch folks. We grow stronger as we get together and hear testimonies within the church. But these testimonies need to go beyond the church. I suppose you could say that somehow, as I said, I like the salt on my potatoes. There are other things I like salt on, too. Not that the salt itself is the flavor, because, you know, there are other things that are seasons that make and sort of take on, make that, whatever you put the salt or whatever the season on, those things take on that taste of that special condiment. Well, I'm not talking, salt isn't that way. Salt is a different category. It adds to. It brings out the best in. We need to bring out the best in some situations of folks who are on the outside. Certainly it's good that we grow here. And we've been focusing on growing here, becoming stronger here, knowing God better here. But we need to make a difference and be able to recognize that there are folks who need us out there. We need to go beyond the church walls. And as I said, having the salt, as I was looking in the cabinet for a glass yesterday, I saw some fancy salt shakers that we had. And it's nice to have my salt shakers and have it there. But you know what? Those salt shakers, I can almost guarantee you that the salt that's in there has been in there a long time. Not a problem with that. The salt's still okay. Unless it gets moist, salt can still be okay. But you know what? I kind of feel that same way about the household of faith. There are a whole lot of us here who are that salt, or that faith, and that love that Jesus wants to be reaching out and touching somebody else. We're here in this beautiful salt shake. We're here, and we're not going beyond here. The salt is right here. Here's the salt. Somebody out there needs a touch. Somebody on the outside needs the word. Somebody needs something. We're in here. We're some good salt in here. And we're some good salt, and we've grown stronger in the Lord. But we need to go beyond these walls. I can tell you right now, I almost feel bad even saying this. I don't even know if the neighbors next door are saved. Right here. We need to be going out and touching lives. Not by letting them know who our God is and how important it is that they gravitate to and embrace a relationship with the God of the universe. You are the salt. All of us who are here, we are the salt. Whatever your situation might be, you are the salt. Jesus talked, He can be blessed for all of those different things that you're in with it. He went into the beatitude. Doesn't matter about that. You're still the salt.
Yeah.
You're the ones who are going to go and let the world know who God is.
Yeah.
You are able to make differences in situations all around. You know, there's a commercial set that with one Saul, and I'm babbling a little bit because I guess I had a little headache earlier. I took some stuff for it. Now my words don't come out quite right. But I think you're getting at getting what I want to say.
Yeah.
There's a Morton Salt. And Noel Morton says, when it rains, it pours. And you know, somehow as I think about that, that's when the salt is really needed during the storms. Somebody's going through a storm. And somehow that's the time when that spiritual salt that we got needs to pour out on somebody's storm, somebody's difficult situation, somebody that's going through something. I'm not saying you need to go and preach to them. All you need to do is go and sit with them, pray with them, and find out what they're going through and see if maybe you can help them through their situation. I think going into this year, I want to stop saying I want to look back at all the things that God has done. I'm looking back and I'm saying I haven't done all the things that God would have me to do. As we go into this new year, I know there are great things that God's going to do. I believe he's going to do great things in this church. I believe the things that we're doing are aligned with his desire and what he would have us to do. I can't help but think God is going to do great things here. But what I'm really looking at is the fact that during this year, we have another opportunity to do more of what he would have us to do. Very early in that first sermon, that Sermon on the Mount, he told us, well, we might have all kinds of situations, but we can be glad in all of them because we know who he is. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Well, if we're blessed, we recognize that. And then he said, you are the salt. You blessed folk. You're the salt. You blessed. You're the salt. Blessed. You are salt. You can reach out and touch and make a difference in somebody's situation. Somebody who's going through something. Be good if the preacher could go and evangelize. But we're not talking about evangelism. We're talking about another level as we move toward evangelism. We're talking about telling the story. Don't go out and try to tell somebody more than you know. Don't go out and try to tell somebody all about scripture, going deep down into some of the things that we ought to be bringing and talking about in Bible study. No, no. Tell them what you know. There was a boy who was born blind. And after he was able to see, somebody wanted him to tell him about it. He said, I can't tell you. All I can tell you is what I know. I was blind, and now I see. That's a powerful testimony. Many of us can look back, and we don't have to be able to quote an awful lot of scripture. All you have to do is be able to talk about what the Lord has done for you. Somebody is going through something. Somebody you know is going through something. And if they know who the Lord is, you can be there with them to pray with them and let them know, I've been through some things. I've gone through some trials. I've had some tribulations. If you are able to do that, you are the salt. You're able to make situations better. Make the most out of what's there. You can't do it, but you can bring Jesus in to the situation. Sometimes we think, well, I wish I had more money. I could help that person out. I wish I had more of this or more of that. But you know what? What they really need is not your money. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying don't give money if you can. But what they need more than money is Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm reminded that Peter was about to go into the temple and there was a man outside came begging. And I think he probably passed by Peter many times. And I'm sure that every time he went, Peter went into his pocket, found something, and gave it to him.
Yeah.
But on this day, he didn't have anything.
Yeah.
He didn't have anything to give him. No, no, that's not quite true. He didn't have any money to give him. What he did have was a testimony. He told him, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I can tell you that when that man got up and danced around and ran to the church, I don't believe that no matter how big the coin was that Peter may have given him on those days when he did have silver and gold, it couldn't compare with the jumping and leaping and praising God that he did. And he gave him Jesus. What we need to do is recognize we've got something special because we've come to know who the Lord is. We who are in this household of faith, this large salt shaker, we need to not just remain here and remain as salt. We need to be salt that goes out and makes a difference, makes a positive difference, makes a change in somebody's life. As we go into this new year, let us go out recognizing that God has blessed us with some knowledge of who He is. God has blessed us and given us some strength in areas where we needed strength to get through situations. Recognize that God has been there for us during our trials and tribulations.
Yes.
And somehow, because of all that we went through last year, the good and the bad, we're stronger and more able to be that pure soul,
yes,
that real soul. You know, there's some artificial flavors, too. Some folks that are going through something deal with, like, artificial, but money's artificial flavoring, I believe. I don't know. There are a lot of things that we look at and think is going to help us get through this situation. Drugs, alcohol. Some folks are going to that. We who are the salt need to let them know the real salt. We let them need to let them know the real thing that will change their lives is Jesus. That's our challenge. To be the salt, to spread the word, to let folks know by touching their lives, and Jesus will always, always, always make a positive difference in every life that He touches. Get them to bring Jesus into the situation. There was a situation a few days ago where there was someone I was trying to talk with, and somehow I just couldn't get through. The more I talked, the louder they got. And so we got to the point where I realized I'm not smart enough to give you the answers to this. I'm not smart enough to change this situation, but I do know one thing. I know who can.
Yeah.
I can, but I have a father who can.
Yeah.
I can't change this situation. So I said, from where we are, I don't know what to do except let's get together. Let's join ourselves together in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. We started to pray. And we prayed, and as we prayed, I could feel the difference in the spirit of this person. And they stopped getting loud. They were starting to just whisper amen as we went through the prayer. And we were all done. It seemed like that terrible situation, all that was being said, all the negative things that were being said, all went away.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow it was different. Got Jesus involved.
Yeah.
I thought I know what the problem is. Let's talk about it. We'll get it all straightened out. I said all that I could. Did all that I knew to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I gave it over to Jesus.
That's right.
And when we prayed,
when
we talked to the Lord about it, He made a difference.
Yeah.
He made a difference. I heard that there was prayer going on that next morning that the two of them got on together. Don't need to know anything about it more than that.
Right.
You don't need to know who it was, where it was. It doesn't matter. What you do need to know, Jesus made the difference. I'm the pastor, so the pastor comes in with all his knowledge and wisdom. Well, the pastor couldn't do anything. Pastor couldn't change anything. Pastor couldn't do it. But Jesus did. You aren't able to change people's lives, but Jesus can. You are the salt by helping them to know that they need Jesus. Making them know that He is going to make a difference in their lives, like He did with you. So all those things you went through in the past year, all of it made you stronger and made you more pure as the salt of the earth to reach out to somebody else. We need to be relevant as a church. We need to be relevant as Christians right where we are. Somebody, maybe in your home, on this street, somebody who you come in contact with at work, they need some salt. They need you to let them know that situation that they're going through, you're not smart enough to change it. They've done everything they can do to change it. Money won't change it. But we have a Father who can. You're the salt. Let's spread the salt. Beautiful salt shed. But the salt's needed out there. A lot of salt in here.
Because
we've gone through some things.
You've
gone through some things, you're the salt.
Yeah.
All those things that Jesus told you we should be blessed for, some of those when you look at it, yeah, that's me. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're the salt. You're blessed. You know who the Lord is. You are the salt. You know who needs a word from the Lord. Tell somebody about Jesus. I joy in tribulation, I often say, tribulation work with patience, and patience experience, and experience, and all those things you went through last year. Joy in it, because all of it made you more of what you need to be in order to make a positive difference in somebody's life. You have what you need. You are the salt to touch and enhance and make somebody's life better through Jesus Christ.
Yes, that's right.
You are the salt of the earth.
Yeah.
That's you. That's you. You're the salt. That's you. That's me. That's us. That's his household today.
Yeah,
let's not just be a full salt shaker, but let us go and make some changes right where we are.
All
right. Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God, we thank you so much, Father, for all that you brought us through in 2014. Because somehow, Father, the good times, we can't help but remember those. We thank you, Father. But, Father, we thank you for the bad times as well. Because every time we found ourselves going through something, we found that all we had to do was hold on to an unchanging hand, talking about your hand. And as we held on to that hand, you brought us through and brought us out. So every trial and every difficulty has become a new testimony. Every time we had a situation, now we got something we can tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Sometimes there are some of us who feel, and I mentioned this before, there was somebody who said somehow you've been so good to them that they hesitate to talk about all the goodness because it seems like they're bragging about their relationship with the God of the universe. But Father, we want to keep talking about it. I'm not bragging, I'm just testifying. You've been good to me. You've been treating me like I wish I could treat myself. Because somehow, Father, you show me more love than I show to myself. I'm asking, Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, that right now on this day, you make those who are here feel what I feel. That you are the light, that we are the light of the world, and we need to live toward men so that they can glorify you. But Father, we're more than that. We are the salt. We are the ones who are going to make something better in situations. We're going to bring out the best in those who we touch. Bring out the best in those who are around us. Bring out the best in every situation we find ourselves in. My Lord, my Lord, we are the salt. And we thank you, Father, for giving us the opportunity to reach out and touch in your name. Oh, in the precious name, the powerful, the adorable name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Please stand. The salt of the earth. Salt of the earth. Bringing out the best. The salt. Bringing out the best. My Lord. Is there someone here who has spoken about it, but you have not yet said yes to the Lord? To realize how real he is, but you haven't accepted him as your Lord and Savior. You know that he's real. He's real. Not just real because of things you've seen him do in others' lives, but he's real because you know he's touched your life. Somebody feels something. This first day of 2015, first Sunday. Why not now? Looking for a special time? Choosing a date will make it special. Saying yes will make it special. Is there someone who wants to come to the Lord on this day? My Lord, he's waiting for you. He's been waiting for you all of your life. Waiting for you. Waiting for the salt. Are you ready to accept the responsibility of being on the Lord's side? I said responsibility of being on the Lord's side. Somehow you take on the challenge of letting somebody else know who he is. Is there someone who wants to come? Or maybe there's somebody who's already given themselves to the Lord. But right now, they're not in that household of faith where they, or near that household of faith where they found him and served him. They're here. Perhaps you could find yourself comfortable in this household. If you do, why don't you come on? Why don't you come on and become a part of us to help us to become more of what God would have us to be? Is there someone who wants to give themselves over, or someone who wants to become a part of this household of faith? My Lord. Special day. My Lord. My Lord. Be ye also ready.